A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Aleph, Menachas 71a, pagination is 141. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is about a fifth of the way down. Kotsun Beis HaShlachin Sheba Amokim, you're able to harvest the grain that's in a Beis HaShlachin. That's a field that's so dry that it needs irrigation, active, proactive activity to keep it going. Sheba Amokim in the valley, Avalo Gochin, but you're not allowed to stack the grain, the stalks that you have cut, that you've harvested. So the word Gadish we've encountered in Meseches Sukkah, a famous Mishnah, Hachotet Begadish La'aso Sukkah, a person who digs into this pile of grain in order to make a sukkah such that the roof becomes made instead of actually being put on. And that's a question discussed in Maseches Sukkah. A gadish is a pile of grain. What the Mishnah is saying is that you're allowed to cut the grain in the Beis HaShlachin before the Omer was brought. Normally, the Omer is going to allow the new grain to be cut and processed to be eaten. Over here, we're allowing this cutting before the Omer is brought. Not allowed to eat from it, but you're allowed to cut from it, which is an unusual ruling. We'll have to see why. Anshe Yericho, the people of Yericho, Kotsrin Biritzon Chachamim, they indeed cut their grain before the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach with permission of the sages. If they asked the ruling was that they could do it. Vigochin Shalom Biritzon Chachamim, but they stacked it without permission from the sages, v'lomichu biyadam, but the sages didn't object. They didn't agree with it, but they didn't make a ruckus to object either. And the concept over here is that you're allowed to harvest in such a case because it's not the quality that would be brought for the Omer. As we'll see in a moment, that's the criteria. But you're not allowed to eat from it. And therefore, they did not want them to be processing it. They shouldn't be piling it and doing anything else that would cause a person to perhaps eat from the grain before the Omer was brought. Let's skip down to the Gemara. The Gemara begins about 7 lines up from the wide. Tanya Rabbi Binyamin, Omer Rabbi Binyamin said, Kosov Echad Omer, there's one pasuk that tells us, Uketzartem es Ketzira v'haveisem es Omer, you'll be cutting the grain and then you'll bring the Omer. It sounds like there's an allowance to cut grain before the Omer is brought. Uksiv Reishis Ketzirchem el HaKohen, and it also says that the Omer will be the first of the cutting and it'll be brought to the Kohen HaKetzad. Mimakom shata mevi iata kotzer. If it's a place from which the Omer can be brought, then you're not allowed to cut before the Omer is brought. This is Omer eligible. Mimakom shi iata mevi iata kotzer. But if it's a place where anyway the Omer can't be brought from it, you're allowed to cut it before the Omer is brought. And that's what we're seeing, that the Anshe Yericho behaved in this way. Apparently in their region, the grain was of the irrigated field type. It was not plump and useful for the purposes of the Omer, and therefore it was permitted to be cut before the Omer, but not eaten. And when they went ahead and processed it, stacking it, that was already a violation of the rabbinic decree, lest someone come to eat, which is prohibited. But the rabbis didn't object. Let's take a look at Rashi. 3 lines up from the bottoms of Rashi, And we have this concept that they cut it before the Omer, and they were not supposed to stack it, but they did, asks Rashi. Va'afal gav, even though, the Omer Reb Meir Le'el. We have a Gemara previously. A Mishnah, Motzi and Shuke Yerushalayim Melein Kemach V'Kali Shalo Bertzon Chachamim, that when the marketplaces of Yerushalayim were filled with flour, immediately after the Omer was brought, clearly this was processed before the Omer was finished, and the rabbis did not like it. De Gozar, because there's a legislation, Dilma Osi L'Meichel Minei, lest a person come to eat from it, says Rashi. I know you're wondering about that. So why would anybody be allowed to even cut it? Hosam, Hu De Osik Beituva. That's because people are very involved with it. Bekatsira, they cut it, Utechina, and they ground it, Vikali, Veharkada, and they processed it to the point that it's going to be available as grain, as flour, in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. Va'od, and additionally, there's a distinction, Shelo b'makom pseida. You have to make a distinction between just doing ktsira, that you don't get so engrossed in it, as opposed to everything else. There's also a difference that there's a loss. If you don't allow them to harvest it at the proper time, it's going to go bad. But stacking it and doing everything else doesn't have to be done as promptly, apparently, and therefore the rabbis restricted it. Aval anshe Yericho, the case of Yericho, de pseida ika, there is a potential loss. Uketzira luchu do sharinan luhu, and they're only allowing Kitsira. So in that case, Moder Rab Meir de Berson Chachamim, who that was permitted even by rabbinic law, because we're not worried that they're going to eat from it. There's a pseida, so we're looking to be lenient because of the loss. And also, it's only the Kitsira, and you purposely tell them, and they're aware that they're not allowed to go further. So that itself is a whole dynamic that reminds them that they're not yet allowed to eat from it. Teida midilo shari gedisha. You see, they didn't allow the stacking, and that's the surgical precision of a typical takana derabanan, that exactly how much we allow, how much we don't allow, and that's this concept of beis hashlachin that allowed the harvesting, but not even the stacking. Going back to the Gemara did infer from the Pasuk that there's going to be a case of harvesting that biblically will be permitted. That's the case of something that's inferior and can't be used for the Omer anyway. And what this Rashi is explaining is that in addition to that, as far as rabbinic decree, the rabbis also left it untouched by their decree, because these are cases of pseida, of loss, and we're only allowing the harvesting, and therefore people will remember. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.